Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Mike Carper, otherwise known as Mikey Town 2, and the Boost module is a, best way to describe it, is a page caching system where it saves the page as rendered HTML files, therefore completely bypassing PHP and MySQL for very fast page loads.
So talk about first the type of websites that would use this, because, you know, dynamic websites would obviously have different things changing. So, you know, what type of site would benefit from this?
Brochureware sites, small sites definitely benefit from this. There's actually a couple settings you can do just for like a brochureware site where if you're not changing the content every day, you can just let it sit there and your server will basically have zero interaction whatsoever. And that helps with page load times because you always have the cache there ready to go. And it won't change until you actually log in and change something on the site. So that's one very nice feature that I have for pages that don't change a lot. For pages that do change quite a bit, the middle ground, Boost does work pretty well. But if you're having extremely dynamic content, stuff changing every minute, or multiple things changing, a lot of comments, Boost will start to get on the edge and it might actually be worse than before. So the cure could actually be worse than the disease, depending on your site. So, you know, be careful, it's performance. You have to always test, verify, make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
And so usually when someone is setting up like Memcached or something, they have to go into the back end and they have to, you know, configure stuff. How do you set up Boost?
All right, so Boost, it's trying to make it as painless as possible. You have to edit your htaccess file, which is in the root of your Drupal install. So same place you see index.php, there's a hidden file, it's .htaccess. And so if you don't see it, make sure you can see hidden files. If you're doing it by FTP, usually there's a setting, you can enable that. And then you just go in there and paste in these rules that I give you for htaccess. And that, in short, enables Boost. So it's just a small modification, and once it's done, it's fairly simple.
I see. And so it doesn't require you to actually change anything or install anything on the server. It's just a purely Drupal module, in other words.
Yeah. So it's a pure Drupal module, and it just hooks into the Apache side, which is htaccess. So it's pretty easy to do, 5-10 minutes tops to get it up and running and have your site boosted.
So in Drupal, we have the menu system, which is basically calling the different page callbacks to determine what's going to actually be shown on the different page. So is this then hooking into the menu system, and then is the data that should be generated by that URL then stored somewhere in the database?
Yeah, so there's Boost works in couple different ways. I do have several database tables, mainly for cache expiration. And then what you're talking about, we're accessing the actual cache thing. That happens in the htaccess file, where based off of the URL that it gives you, it translates that into a complete file path, which then we'll see if that HTML file exists. If it does, it will then serve that direct to the browser. But back to the databases, what I do is I keep a record of where nodes show up within your structure of the site. And so let's say you have a view with, you know, 50 nodes. And if one of those 50 nodes changes, you would want your view to change as well. And so I actually keep track of where those nodes show up in the view. So when the node changes, the view will be flushed from the cache as well. And therefore, you will not have any stale content. And so it's just instant, just bang, bang. And so it's always a fresh page in short.
And so if people are dynamically adding content, is this something that you have to go into the htaccess and add it there, or is it just a little thing that you put in the htaccess for installation and then basically it takes care of itself?
It takes care of itself. So the rules have gone through many iterations of, you know, refining them down to where it's the core essence of Boost. It used to be about 4 rules, and I've gotten it down to a single rule. But from there, we're adding in caching not only of HTML, but XML and AJAX, as well as GZIP for each one of those subsets. So it does quite a bit. And by doing that, you can have your AJAX views, if you guys know about that, you can have those return instantly because that AJAX is cached.
I see. And so what are some of the performance percentage increases? I know, I guess it depends on the specific site, but what's sort of the range that you're seeing in terms of like adding Boost to a site and how much faster it is?
If you're on shared hosting, we're talking just insane numbers, because shared host, the database is generally on a separate server, and that adds network latency. So we're talking, you know, maybe 5 requests a second, from going from that to maybe 500 requests a second. So, I mean, it's a huge, dramatic increase in performance, and it's most dramatic on shared hosting. The other interesting tidbit is MySQL out of the box only allows 100 connections to it. That's the default config. And so a lot of people, if they get over 100 requests coming into their database, if someone has the 101st request, they'll get the database cannot be accessed screen that you might see on a website sometimes. And so that's kind of a fundamental flaw of having a cache in MySQL, is SQL can get overran. And so by having it on the Apache level, it's basically serving pages as fast as Apache can, which brings you back to the old ways of doing websites with, you know, index.html and all that. It brings back that speed, but the convenience of Drupal. So it's a nice blend.
And so it sounds like it's somehow taking the information that's being generated, the HTML, and storing it. Like, I'm just trying to get the workflow here of like, where's the data coming from when a request comes in?
So the data comes from what's known as an output buffer within PHP. And so what that basically means is anything that PHP is trying to send out, there's a little buffer you can put in there to kind of store that information. And so what I do is I basically copy the output buffer and put that into a file, and then the output buffer gets sent along its way. So the initial request, it's a live request straight through Drupal, and then the second request will be bypassing Drupal and go straight to the HTML file.
I see. So you're literally creating like these whole set of HTML files that are, where are those files living then?
Separate directory, I call it the cache directory. And so I've actually heard people use Boost to completely mirror a complete site, and that way, you know, they can just mirror the site, put it up there, and not even need PHP to be running on that server. And that would be for extreme cases of brochureware where, you know, the site never changes. You could actually make that happen. So it's kind of a unique case where didn't really plan for it, but, you know, it allows for that because every single page is basically cached, and even the AJAX views are cached as well. So it can actually give you a sense of there's a server there, but in reality it's just simple files. It's pretty dumb.
And so it sounds like one of the configurations is that you can set a time of like how often those HTML files are being regenerated. So what are some of the other options that you can set up with Boost?
There's one of the, I call it the hidden features of Boost, are the Boost blocks. And so one of the blocks allows you to flush a page. And so let's say, you know, you just edited this page and for some reason, you know, Boost didn't flush it. You can actually click a button that will flush that page. And so when you're configuring the block, usually you want to set it up just so you, the administrator, can see it, and you just allow it on all your pages because, you know, it's a block, so it can do that. And the other thing is the Boost configuration page, which is pretty awesome and short. So you can have, let's say you're dealing with nodes, every node can have a different expiration time. So let's say you have your contact us node, you know, that rarely changes. So you put the expiration of that almost, you can put it to 52 weeks if you want. So that page will never expire. And then you have another node where like upcoming events, you know, if that's always got a lot of action on there, you can have that expiration time all the way down to 1 minute or whatever. So it allows you great flexibility in terms of setting the cache expiration to exactly how you want it. Because, you know, you as the administrator of your site, you know what can be cached longer and what can be not cached at all even. You can set that up as well.
And finally, how did this project come about? You know, what made you want to create this module?
Actually, I did not create this module. The module was originally created for, I believe, 4.6 or 4.7 by Arto. He created it, and then it was 4.7 was ported to 5, which was then ported to 6. And I came around it December 08, which is when I started to get into Drupal. And I was on shared hosting, so I was looking for some way to improve performance, and luckily I ran across the Boost module. It worked, sort of. Worked well enough to get the job done, but there's a lot of things that are like, you know, I think I could do this maybe a little bit better and that maybe a little bit better. And so, you know, I asked for a maintainer be able to commit to it, maintainership, and through the course of about a month, I was able to finally get access to it and, you know, start committing code to it. And so what really brought me to it was the fact that I was on shared hosting, and this was the ultimate cure for shared hosts is, I think, Boost, because it just brings so much to the table.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.